And you're listening to VPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. Vermont poet Ellen Bryant Voigt is now a genius. Today we learn the 72-year-old from Cabot has been named a 2015 MacArthur Fellow, and she'll receive what's informally called the Genius Grant, $625,000 to pursue her work with no strings attached. Ellen Voigt joins us from her farm in Cabot this afternoon. Ellen, welcome to VPR, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So set the scene for us here. Where were you when you found out about this grant, and how did you feel when you first learned of this?
Oh, I was stunned. I had gotten a message, actually, on my phone asking if I would speak to them to help evaluate a candidate. And I said, well, I wasn't sure I could be helpful, but I would try. And she said, oh, I think you'll be very helpful on this particular candidate because it is you. And that was already quite stunning. And then she quickly said, actually, that was not true, that she was calling to tell me that I was being awarded a fellowship. And I just was totally speechless and then began to kind of weep with joy.
There are no conditions on the grant money you'll be getting over the next 5 years, but do you have any big plans yet?
I don't. No, I don't even have enough brain to really think through it. As I say, it's mainly I've been very focused on what this frees me to. Mainly I support myself by teaching, but teaching far-flung because I love Vermont and I want to stay in Vermont as much as possible. Mainly, as I was saying before, it's what I do not have to do anymore, and that gives me time at my desk, that gives me time in my house, that gives me time in Vermont.
You've said the landscape of Vermont, the creatures, as you put it, on your farm there in Cabot, find their way into your poems. For people who maybe aren't familiar with your work, tell us how Vermont influences you.
Well, it's hard for me to separate out the pieces. I know that living in Vermont and living out in the countryside and living in the midst of all of this natural beauty and having this amount of solitude is very important to me as a person, just and who I am and what my temperament is. It's the person who makes the poems, after all. So it's bound to have a profound sort of influence.
But it does seem like Vermont provides the lens through which you're viewing this world. I mean, poems about owls and foxes and the changing of seasons and things like that.
Yes, this last book is especially. The headwaters, most of those poems are indeed situated right in this landscape and draw on then on what populates it, both the people and also the animals and also the trees and the seasonal turns, that sense of being very close to something that's elemental.
The more people are communicating through Twitter and texting, I think we've seen changes in the way people use language and also think about language. What role do you think poetry should play amidst all of these changes?
Well, I think it plays a very important one because it slows us down. I mean, there are tremendous things about the technology and what that allows in terms of the dissemination of information. But that kind of bombards us with a certain kind of information that I refer to as discursive information, which is that the language used to convey it really doesn't matter so much. The particular words are dissolving, even as we're talking right now. What a poem will do is to slow us down. In fact, there are more books of poetry being published now than ever before. There are more magazines and e-zines and poetry slams and access to it, and that would not be the case if people did not have a hunger for it.
We've been talking with former Vermont State poet Ellen Bryant Voigt, who is now a 2015 MacArthur Fellow. Voigt will be reading her work at the Brattleboro Literary Festival this Sunday, and she's also doing a free reading October 7th. That's at the Town and Country Resort in Stowe. Mrs. Voigt, thank you for talking with us, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.